The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Guess who's back? Back again. JC's back. Tell a friend. That's right, folks. Our main man, JC, stone rolled away. What's up? What's up now? Said it couldn't be done. Sorry, haters.
I thought you were talking about the second coming of JC Chazé, whose career has been in a major, has hit a major updraft lately.
I say updraft. That updraft is the perfect word. He's gliding on his success, I think.
Mm-hmm. He's on a hang glider of success.
So this is our special Easter edition. The stone of ignorance has been rolled away. There in its place is us. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
We are still alive, but we're sleeping in there. Hey,
can I say something? I don't want to offend anyone, so I can't stress enough how much this next statement has no religious connotations whatsoever. But of all the holidays that you really look forward to as a kid, Easter is the only one that doesn't translate to adulthood.
Like, you think?
There's no baskets when you're an adult. Like, okay, so when you're a kid, you celebrate Christmas, then you're an adult, and of course Christmas rules. And then you get Halloween, and then you get to be an adult, and you get to drink and dress up.
Yeah, Halloween gets better, I would say. Yeah,
Halloween does
like,
get better.
And, like, St. Patrick's Day just gets way more awesome when you get older.
But why do you Easter, even have St. Patrick's Day if you're a kid? What are you doing? Putting
you're
green food
pinching
in your
milk? Friends.
Fuck you.
But then Easter, like, what's the adult equivalent of an Easter basket?
Well, most people see when they reach adulthood they're so scared of dying is the thing. So this day is super wicked because it means you get to like live forever, I guess.
Mm. What about Jell-O eggs? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's pretty cool.
What about donut eggs, man? You guys get those in
cake
your
cake eggs?
Fake eggs?
Cake.
Fake eggs are baller because it's like.
I like rake eggs, which are their eggs, and they're so big you have to eat them with a rake.
These are delicious. This is My Brother Me. It's an advice show for the modern era. I'm Justin. Did we cover our names yet?
I think we already did that.
Thank you again to everyone who came out to see us perform live in Chicago.
On my birthday.
On his birthday. Our next live show is in the works. No details yet, but...
And you could always come see my one-man show at the Chuggle Hut, Faking the Funk.
Faking the Funk, starring Travis McElroy.
We can say where our live show will not be.
Okay.
Like, West Coast? Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Eventually, we'll get there.
We know that there's
set up a brother franchise out in the West Coast.
Yeah. We're like rallies. Like, we're sure there's a ton of people who... Actually, I'm sure because... I see that info on our statistics page that we have a lot of listeners in California.
Griffin and I will be out there in June. We just can't get Travis out there. Well, okay. We will get out there eventually. That's my
promise
to the West Coast.
This nation is so goddamn gigantic. Too big for its own good.
Yeah. Too big to fail.
If we could just get rid of the breadbasket, we might be able to get over westward. But
yeah,
can't do it now. Because of the breadbasket.
Yeah, sorry, basket. So let's get into the questions. Or we did need to talk about something else, though.
Oh my god,
Griffin!
About what happened? About my fucking psychic abilities?
Yeah, about your ability to prognosticate into the future.
I need to stop making jokes because apparently my jokes are future truths, and I don't want to like cause the end of the world with a future truth.
Right.
People sent me this link a lot this past week. This is from ESPN, which is like my favorite website. Here's the headline. You ready? Philly bot to crank out first pitch. Yes, that's right. The University of Pennsylvania has crafted a one-armed, three-wheeled robot that threw out the opening pitch before Wednesday's game. between the Phillies and the Brewers at Philly Diamond. That's what they call it.
A robot. You know,
a motherfucking robot.
They spent so much time thinking about if they could, they didn't stop to think about if they should.
Or if they could.
Did it not work?
They
thought about that pretty hard because they did it.
Yeah, the ball appeared to be traveling no more than 30 or 40 miles an hour. Do you know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like a beard. It sounds to me like they're trying to throw off everyone's scent. Like, oh, like look, we made a little wacky robot. We put a pinwheel on him. Isn't he harmless? Meanwhile, in their fucking bullpen, they got Roy Halladay, they got Cliff Lee, who are human-shaped robots who can pitch a ball fast enough to throw it through a car.
The robot's trying to throw us off. It's the old rope-a-dope. The robo-dope. And he's saying, you actually heard him. They said he didn't have speech circuits, but he actually said after he threw it, oh, that was as hard as I can. Like, he said that.
I'm just a robot.
There was a press conference afterwards, and a reporter stood up. He's like, I heard Cole Hamels has bionic legs and arms, and they shot him. They killed him on the spot.
The robot threw, 30, 40 doesn't sound that bad until it's a robot that's 8 feet away and it launches it at your brain. So let's get right to the questions. How do I get my roommate to stop chewing with his fucking mouth open? Whenever he eats something, I can hear his disgusting mouth noises from across the room. I've told him multiple times it makes me want to vomit, but he still does it. What a fucking cow. Furious.
Wow.
I hope he was typing this like as his roommate watched. This is right looking over his shoulder.
You could do what Justin used to do whenever I chewed with my mouth open and just stand across the room going, nah, 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 nah.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
Guys, I don't want to... This may not be the best time to get into this.
Why?
You both have bad mouth chewing policies and practices. You both chew poorly.
Well, I don't take dainty bites.
Travis is like in a race. Travis is trying to figure out how few bites he can use to consume. Because Travis is all about energy conservation and chewing. Chewing burns those precious calories that he's gaining from eating his pizza bagel. So
my friend and Trevor in college said, I eat like I look like someone's about to take my food away from me.
You do. Like it's some sort of post-apocalyptic future, and you've mm-hmm. just found this can of gravy.
God forbid anyone tries to move my bowl. I will take your hand off.
Yeah, he's brutal. It's hard because it sounds like a pretty good little ploy you used on him there, telling him that it makes you want to throw up.
Yeah.
I think you've tried the direct approach. Maybe start stealing all the food in the house so he didn't have any food, and then he has to eat somewhere else. What about that?
I'm going to say, you give him the Sly Stallone treatment, and you go right over the top. You smack and you jaw as loudly as you possibly can. Every single thing that you eat. Like, if you could work moans into it, like, like you're getting some sort of, like, pseudo-sexual satisfaction from that taco. I've eaten some pretty good tacos before, actually.
This might just be wishful thinking and, like, really optimistic, but I think that the problem is that people can't hear their own mouth sounds. Like,
yeah, they can. Sure, they can.
You think that people can listen to themselves chew and they're like, that's not so bad?
I think when you eat a good meal, you get all your senses into it. You want to touch it. You want to taste it. You want to smell it. You want to see it. And you want to hear it. And you really want to add to that satisfaction by like letting yourself know that you're doing a good job eating and that this thing you're eating is making your mouth feel good. That's what I'm saying. Moan it up. Like,
by the way, if I ever say, hey, what's up with all the eating noises, and you go to tell me that it's considered high praise in some countries, you better fucking have a plane ticket in your pocket. That's because otherwise,
because you'll make them move away. what are you threatening?
They better be flying to a place where it's acceptable. Like they better be in practice, like in training, trying to get ready to eat like a caveman,
mm-hmm. or just tell him he's only allowed to eat in secret spaces. Like, he has to go into his room. He can't eat in shared spaces anymore.
Is this a thing, referring to your bedroom as your secret space? Is this a thing? It didn't catch on here, I guess?
You know, I said that out loud, and now I feel...
Go to your secret space, Daryl!
What? You should just be happy that he does make chewing sounds. Because what if he didn't have a mouth? Then you'd feel bad. What if you were deaf? What if you were deaf and you couldn't hear any sounds?
Celebrate.
Maybe count your blessings.
Griffin.
What?
You know what I need.
I do. How about this? This one was sent in by Golly Ayali. Thanks, sir or ma'am. It's by Yahoo Answers user Big Jeff.
Big Jeff.
Big Jeff asks, wrestling-themed wedding? I want to get married in a wrestling ring. I've got plenty of money to spend. My dad won the lottery in 2008. Ooh. My girlfriend doesn't even like wrestling, but I do, and I want to get married in a wrestling ring. And then I want Brock Lesnar to come in and beat the shit out everybody. You know, like he does. And I want him to F5 my obese aunt.
What?
I don't want a man to attack my new wife, so I want Kelly to come out and F you my girlfriend, which would be hot because my girlfriend is a little bigger than Kelly.
Yeah, I bet. Judging only, from this question, I bet she's a little bigger, I think.
I've only told my girlfriend I want to get married in a wrestling ring, and she hates it. Frowny face emoticon.
So you say, hey, do you want to get married in a wrestling ring? No, I don't. Okay, well, what about this?
What if I consult the internet?
Cause let me paint you a picture. I'm going to move forward as though you said yes.
I've got a loose outline. It involves Kelly. You know your mom's sister? She's a little overweight. We're going to get Brock Lesnar to F5 her.
We're gonna get Brock Lesnar to furiously try to reload your aunt.
You know what's great? Because I don't know who any of these people are, he might as well be saying, like, completely made-up mythological names.
Travis,
to me,
if
it's just
Kelly,
completely insane.
If Kelly is a real person who's become famous for professional wrestling, I'm going to go hang myself.
What happened to Griffin, Kelly?
Kelly. He saw Kelly and hung himself.
Man, this is a... Did you go to Big Jeff's wedding? Yeah, it was pretty good. Until the end, Brock Lesnar came out and beat the shit out of everybody. Who was that? Is that a real person? Yeah, I think so. I think it apparently is.
It was like 50-1, and he whooped everyone's ass.
You know, like he does.
Yeah. Like he does.
That's Brock Lesnar for you.
They put the cake at the top of a ladder. They had a ladder match.
Brock ladder Lesnar match for won. The cake, yeah.
Of course. Although then that obese aunt, that fat mom sister, she got right in there.
After she got reloaded.
In case anyone is wondering, I imagine that it's like when you see a stand-up comic in like everyday life, and you're like, be funny. I bet going up to a wrestler and be like, punch me. He's like, oh, man, I'm off the clock. I don't punch.
Yeah, but presumably if this Lesnar person is making an appearance at your soiree.
This Lesnar individual.
He's been compensated richly for the ass beating. Yeah. He's about to deliver it to everyone like he does.
Is that what wrestling fans are really like? Are they really like... Okay, if I was a big wrestling fan and I met The Rock and The Rock beat the shit out of me, I don't think I'd be a wrestling fan anymore.
I think I'd be a litigant, actually.
I think I would maybe find like another hobby.
Yeah. I don't think that would continue to be one of my real passion is wrestling. It really caught fire after Jake the Snake Roberts kicked me in the crotch and then threw me down a well.
How was Big Jeff's wedding? It was okay. Instead of handing out rice to throw, they handed out folding chairs. And Booker T killed both of them with a folding chair. So probably not the best wedding.
So they're dead now.
Yeah, but I got my Cuisinart back.
And I got to shake hands with Jimmy Superfly Snuka. So it was pretty good, I guess. A pretty good wedding overall.
It was a pretty good wedding. Rey Mysterio officiated.
Oh, was it? I could have sworn that was Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I was trying to come up with the Hacksaw Jim Duggan joke.
Yeah, you should have been like me and not come up with one, just say his name in some sort of context.
Undertaker.
Okay, good. Triple H, good. What are we doing?
Yeah. Do you want my Paul Bearer impersonation? Say yes. I do. Well, you know what? I'm just assuming he's Christian. These could be Jewish services too. They could smash a commemorative plastic cup at the end.
They could hoist Big Jeff up on a chair and then pull it out from under him and hit him with it.
I'll take it back. This sounds like a pretty good wedding. I think Jeff's wife is being kind of a bitch. Yeah. This sounds awesome.
Oh, man, it would make the processionals way cooler.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Instead of here comes the bride.
Your own fucking theme music and jump over the ropes.
Yeah. It was so romantic. She walked down the aisle to Crazy Train. There were fireworks and shit. That's pretty cool.
I think that this... Big Jeff, I usually don't try to get into... I don't get into these things. I don't get into these sorts of conflicts. But I think your wife is wrong on this one. Yep. I think you're right. Although it would suck if he showed up and they tried to pull the Montreal screw job on him, and he had to marry somebody else.
Mm. What's is that? That's deep.
That's a deep cut. There's one wrestling fan out there who just laughed. Trust me, he's in stitches. Hey, I'm getting married later this year. Wow. I just found out that not one, but possibly two of my groomsmen may not be able to make it to my wedding. They're both in the Navy, so their schedule is dictated by our commander-in-chief. What do I do? Should I find a couple of second stringers to take their place? Or should I make two of my other groomsmen walk down with two stinky, possibly cootie-infested girls, Rich from Seattle? Ooh.
Whatever you do, don't tell the replacement that they're second stringers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good framing for it.
Although they probably know that they're not as good as two dudes who are in the Navy.
Yeah, that's true.
Navy men, naval officers.
I hate to hear this. That's a tough one because, you know, you want it to be those people. I mean, I'm sure they'd understand.
Yeah.
But
you gotta have a sit down with that commander in chief.
Yeah.
What up, Obama?
You gotta go talk to Barry, and you gotta figure it out.
Say, listen, let's bend these schedules.
Hey, quick, let's jaw for a second.
Hey, give me some of these jelly beans.
Barry, I know you're busy.
Barry, so help me work this out for a second. What is he asking here?
He wants to know what he's really asking, is it acceptable to have backups? Is it acceptable to have what's the theater term?
Understudies.
Yeah. Can you have that for a wedding?
I don't understand, though. He says, should he find second stringers to take their places, or should I make two of my other groomsmen walk down with two stinky, possibly cootie-invested girls? I'm not sure I understand.
Well, when I think he's asking, do you have someone double up and, like, one bridesmaid with... Yeah, two bridesmaids on either each. Side.
Okay.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a pretty tempting maneuver.
You're no longer a groomsman. You're a coxman.
The problem is like...
Who's this ladies, man?
If you don't get second stringers, if you don't get understudies, your side is going to be out of balance from your bride's side.
Yeah, that's true. And your bride is not going to like that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, speaking of which, dog, why are you asking us? You are not making this decision, sir. Yeah. Sorry, friend. You can have all the opinions you want about this. This is not up to you.
You know what you could do?
What?
Wrestling wedding, and then it wouldn't matter if it was unbalanced, because you could have a fucking Royal Rumble.
And you would think like the two friends in the Navy, they're out of town, but then they totally come in with fireworks and tag in and like fucking kick a dude in the face.
I thought they retired from weddings. This is amazing.
Who's it? Oh my God, it's Drew Carey. Drew Carey's in the mix now. See, that's appropriate, because he was in the Navy, right? And he was in the Royal Rumble.
My groomsmen look a lot older than I remember them. They don't look like they're in very good shape. But their face paint looks amazing.
Did you see Kelly? She looks so beautiful.
Assuming it's a she, she looks beautiful. Assuming Kelly is a woman. She's part of the GLOW, right? The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Is that still an entity? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't kept up,
that
but I'm going to
assume.
That is
the most offensive name I've ever heard. Is that really a title for a group?
I don't think it's extant, but yes. They used to show Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling Saturday mornings, I think. I think you got to go with
cardboard cutouts.
Two second stringers.
Holograms. If you tell me that the Navy doesn't have that kind of technology, you can fuck right off, because they all live in boats under the sea.
What is the odds on cardboard cutouts? What is the situation with that? That the lady could like just kind of carry down.
What about animatronics?
Oh, shit. I love animatronics.
If you call the Fungineers at Disney, they'll set you right up.
The sorry?
The Fungineers?
The Fungineers?
Yeah, they make Funyuns.
The Imaginauts.
The Imaginauts.
Imaginistas.
Guys, listen, we don't need to give him... We don't need to give
him the Creationoids.
We don't need to give him a bunch of phony baloney bullshit answers like cardboard cutouts and robots. Let's talk about holograms. Let's talk about real tech.
Will.i.am taught me this technology exists.
I have seen Wolf Blitzer made of light.
As opposed to the regular Wolf Blitzer that's made of pure darkness.
He's the most hateful man in America. That's statistics. Rich, I think you got to get backups. Just get two other guys you know sort of well. And if your roommates or your good groomsmen should happen to make it, you just got to go give those guys the old heave-ho.
Mm-hmm.
And bonus, if they kind of look like your two original choices and you only shoot them in wide shots.
It's good to... But they do have to do their stunts. Mm-hmm. Last year, I met an incredible girl who I've since developed feelings for. Unfortunately, she was in a relationship at the time. Recently, however, they've gone through a messy and drawn-out breakup. So now she's single, but seems to have a fair bit of baggage to deal with. I know she's interested in me, and I think I can make her happy. The problem is that I've been with girls who just come out of relationships before, and it's always turned out pretty badly. Am I better off giving her space now and risk missing my chance, or making a move in the hope that this time will be different? Tim, girls fresh out of relationships, I've heard the rebound, they call it sometimes. The rebound.
Well, yes, but like, I started dating Teresa pretty fresh out of a relationship. Granted, that one wasn't messy or drawn out or anything. I think that that's the component of this that is not that she's fresh out of a relationship, but that it didn't end well. That's where it gets a little bit dicey.
I think that any time, I think you gotta put your heart out there. I don't think you can worry too much about the situations that lead people into where they ended up. When I started dating my wife, she was out of a 4 or 5 year relationship, fresh out. Matter of fact, she was just waiting for her knight in shining armor, her special warrior, as I refer to myself, unironically.
You know what?
To sweep her off her feet.
I've totally flipped. I'm with you, Justin. What's the worst that's going to happen? Like, so either you don't take a shot, or you take a shot and it doesn't work out. The end result is still the same. But what if you take that shot and it totally works out?
Yeah, take that shot. There's other girls. Trust me.
Here's another point. What if you die before the end of this podcast?
What if you should stop? Here's what you should do.
In fact, bad news. You will die at the end of this podcast. We'll try to like stretch it out as much as we can.
You have one podcast left to live. If you only had one podcast left, how would you spend it? With us, I hope. But
Tim,
you just gotta call her right now.
Live like phone. Live like you were dying at the end of this podcast.
Pick it up, call her. Fuck it, right? If it doesn't work out, oh well, you learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
It sounds like you may have already actually learned that lesson before with other girls, but you obviously haven't learned it hard enough.
You'll still be alone and you'll still be facing imminent death.
Yep.
Just constantly.
What's up now? What is up,
Griffin? Welcome to our comedy podcast.
Welcome to our comedy podcast that we have together.
It's called Death is Creeping.
Death be creeping. You best be calling. That's our new segment where you realize you make peace with your impending doom and you just go ahead and call her already.
This Yahoo was sent in by Louie Dog. Thanks, Louie Dog. It's by Yahoo Answers user Leprechaun Tori. Leprechaun Tori asks, my best friend and I are starting up a babysitting company where we live and we need a name. Any help? Right. She's 14, and I'm going to be 14 in May. We are both CPR certified, and we both most definitely want to be babysitters. Our names are Aja, her, and Victoria, me, but I like to be called Tori. Thank you to all who help and tribute. We had a name, but we decided we didn't like it. It was Monsters and Fairy Tales, but it didn't stick with us.
Baby Smotherers Incorporated.
Nope. That's really bad.
No, that's pretty bad.
But marginally better than Monsters and Fairy Tale. Honey, look in the phone book for something relating to babysitters. Well, we got Monsters and Fairy Tales. I don't know what kind of service or product they provide, though.
What about the Snuggle Corps? Is that good?
Like C-O-R-P-S?
Yeah, C-O-R-P-S.
What about the Snuggle Army?
That is also my favorite. That's my favorite genre, by the way, right now. Snuggle Corps? Have you heard it? It's really good.
That's what Hinder is, right? I've never heard Hinder.
Hinder is Snuggle Corps.
Let me drop
what,
some...
What about
some...
Enron? They're not using it anymore,
the
right?
Enron of babysitting. I have a few Yahoo responses.
Oh, good.
John says, Prestige Worldwide.
Wait, what? Prestige?
Yeah, like Prestige, only you spell it wrong because you're 14. It's kind of like how Kids Bop has like a Z, and the Z is also backwards.
Sure, okay. Hey, also Kids Bop. This would be pretty good.
No. Adriana says, Super Sitters. Care for Critters.
What?
Care for Kids.
That seems misleading.
Aja and Tori, the two that complete the story.
Wait, what?
Aja and Tori, more for the glory.
What?
What are they? Are they barbarians? What is their career? More for the glory. This was some glorious babysitting today, Tori.
Today is ours.
Twas. We shall bathe this day in Valhalla.
Youngsters helping the young ones.
That's good because you want to really reinforce that you're leaving your children with children, other yeah. children,
irresponsible children watching children,
babies helping babies,
barely out of puberty, Inc.
The 50-50 circle 50 chance. Of baby help. You could call it who's babysitting who.
Who let the babies out? We would never. That's what about that? That's pretty good, right?
Runts and Rugrats. See, there you have trademark issues. With both the candy and the television.
You gotta get some Z's in there. Yeah. Gotta get some Z's.
Runts. And Rugrats. What about Rug with two G's? to make it hard.
This is the most street babysitting outfit I think ever. Pretty much. If you want street babysitting, that's just really raw and really what's happening today, get Rugs and Rats.
It's hard to get on this baby's level unless you are as street as it is. We're talking like fresh out of the womb. There are babies who are so street, so streetwise.
Since your baby was fresh out the womb, it's been so street. Where do you find care that matches that level of real core authenticity?
I find it with Rugrats. It's got two G's and a Z, and the Z is backwards in the phone book. I didn't know they could do.
They're going to have to pay a premium for that.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be worth it. Does Yahoo
I
have
want
any
you guys
other...
to know that I zoned out because I started picturing street babies. It mm-hmm. made me really happy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty positive mental image. But if only we could write some jokes about it, too. Like, you can't get lost along the path here. You got to stay
with us. No. Listen, Travis is on to some next level shit because we don't really need to tell jokes anymore. We can just paint images in our listeners' minds, and then they can come up with the jokes themselves. I am so
imagine
tired
imagine babies
right now.
With gold teeth.
Everybody, go. Get this picture in your mind that Travis is painting. Really think about it.
Gold teeth, bandana, maybe okay. a tattoo that says Rug's Life.
Good.
Rug Life. Okay. Love it.
That's it. What is that baby listening to? Baby Tupac.
It's reincarnated Tupac. No, trick question. No, trick question. Tupac's still alive. So it's not reincarnated Tupac.
Except it's T-W-O Pac.
Because he's two. Terrible yes. Tupac.
He's... He's listening to, fuck. What was the Lamb Chop?
Good,
Biggie.
Man, fuck.
Lamb Chop, but also Biggie. Lamb Chop and Biggie.
Fuck. You are zinging this one.
Listen, guys. Listen.
Listen, wait, hold
Muppet
on.
Babies, only Biggie's in the mix.
Muppet Babies, but gangsters.
Teletubbies and also Busta. Telebustas. Fuck. No. See, obviously these jokes aren't working. Just do them yourself.
Just wait. Just wait. Listen, we could get you to there, but we want you to start making up jokes on your own. Mm-hmm. The magic was in you the whole time.
Just imagine. Thug babies.
Okay. And you're there. Listen, we've stalled for long enough. I think we've waited for this journey we're about to take right now. Just a bunch of friends headed to the money zone. So listener Curtis Worley wants us to wish his friend, his dear friend, Rob Mumblebup. I'm sorry. I tried.
Rob Mumblebup.
Rob Mumblebup. Rob Mulvihill. Yeah, that's it. That's good. Rob Mulvihill.
I like Mumblebup better.
All right, Rob Mumblebup, a very happy 27th birthday. Rob is a huge fan of Bim Bam. We are a little late on this one. His birthday, his B-Day was April 2nd.
Oh, okay. Only 23 days late.
Hey, when you go belated, you go bim bam. That's our new sales angle that we're using. So tell me some things about Rob, Gervin. Hit me with some Robtoids, as we say.
Well, his name is very short. Very easy to spell, very quick if you're doing a standardized test. That's only three bubbles.
It trips off the tongue.
Right off the next one. Rob Mumblebup, right off the tongue.
No, you are still doing that wrong, but go right ahead. Tell me more.
You know
I'm intrigued.
You know what the Bup's favorite team is?
Tell me.
The Detroit Red Wings. They Perfect. Play hockey.
Love it.
Curtis Vorley has included this on his enumerated list of Rob features.
Yeah. So the bullet points
He did this right
for
to
Rob.
The Rob zone, and he wrote Detroit Red Wings, parentheses, hockey team. Thanks, Curtis.
Thanks, Curtis.
Because we're for the idiot vote of confidence. Babies.
There are some people on this show that appreciate that kind of insight.
What about his favorite metal band, though? If you had to pick one, let me narrow it down.
It actually doesn't say. Here's the thing, Curtis. I don't want to make Curtis paid for this message to honor Rob, so I don't want to make it all about Curtis. But I feel like I have to give him some advice as far as list making goes, because he wrote some things about Bob. Under oath. You don't say. Is he in Under Oath? Because that'd be pretty fresh. Is it a band that he likes? Is it a band he doesn't like?
He hates Under Oath. You should see him.
This is my friend Rob. He is equivocal about Under Oath.
And then Curtis has really brought it home with his last one.
Yeah.
Beards.
Okay.
Does he have a beard?
He has multiple beards.
Hey, this is Multibeard Rob. He's my dear, dear friend. I love him very much.
He has a beard for all occasions.
He did a good job with this exo, though. He's a drummer. See, that's that we could work with.
Yeah, we can make some giggles about that. But beards? He's got a beard on his chin. He's got a beard on his beard. His nose has a beard. It's called a mustache. But he calls it his nose beard. That's why I love Mumblebup. He's got a way with words.
Mumblebup, happy birthday. Sorry about your friend Curtis. He does his heart's in the right place. God bless him.
But he knew his list-making abilities are in oblivion. They're in space. He doesn't possess them.
They might as well not exist. Our other special message this week is from PC Perspective. Back our first very first
can't get enough
repeat sponsor.
I heard that their industry business numbers.
Yeah. Just really good at
their sums, their money calculations, supply and demand. I hear it all went up 400%.
Whoa.
Wow. Right through that glass ceiling.
Seems that's what that means.
Smashed right through it. We gave them a tune and we gave them that sponsorship, and everybody's like, oh, I'm glad I get it. They got so horny for PCs.
Now, Griffin, what does PC stand for again?
It stands for Prickly Cactus.
Prickly Cactus. Mm-hmm. Think about it. I'm not quite sure that's right. PC Perspective is a great spot for information, in-depth reviews on PC components, and technology news. They got a hardware leaderboard at pcper.com/HWLB. Great page for recommendations to see new PC builds without having to dive into tons of detail.
Guess what, guys?
Hit me.
I just checked the leaderboard.
How's your rig?
My rig is number 3.
Whoa. That's a good rig. I bet it's putting up polygons.
The only people who are above me are Bill Gates and the Apple Bill Gates.
Apple Bill Gates? Wow, cool. And he's a PC user, huh? That seems odd to me.
It is weird. Hey, know thy enemy.
If you want to discuss how odd that is, you should go to PC Performs. They got a podcast, pcper.com/podcast, where they tell you about PC stuff. It doesn't have as many jokes as ours, but unlike ours, there is some worth
to listen to. I hope they will actually better your life in some way.
I hope that they have jingles about us.
Yeah, I hope they've written a jingle or two about our show, my brother and me. It's an advice show. Now, see, I'm on the track. I'll start again. So go to pcper.com. So what have you worked up so far?
I've been working on it all morning, trying to get a jingle together that can combine the magic of Rob Bumbybop and PC Perspective and the services that they both offer. and I'd like to take everyone back. I'd like to take everyone back on a journey with me to, I would say, the soundtrack of the year 2001. You think 2001?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. That was my freshman year of high school. I was really into Apollo 440 back then.
Okay.
If you saw Lost in Space, the film, maybe if you saw Gone in 60 Seconds, the remake, you'll know this spoof. You can't stop the Rob. That's all right. Hold on. That's the goof. And you know how long I worked on that? All right, so what I can
do... So if we had to do a pros and cons of that,
Rob.
Heavily featured Rob.
Con, the lack of any concrete details about this Rob person or our secondary sponsor, PCper.com. Other than that, though, fucking slam.
Like Sun, Duroth. He likes the Detroit Red Wings. He has a number of beards. He's got a last name that's impossible to pronounce. He's the king of Computer Town. He's the king of Computer Town. He reads pcper.com. They've got forums and a podcast. Starring Rob.
There it is. He brought it home. Now, except for your insistence that Rob is the star of the PC Per podcast, I think that was really great.
Have you listened to it?
What?
Have you listened to the PC Per podcast?
You know what? I did. Rob, I did not catch him.
Let me ask you a second question, a follow-up.
Okay.
Have you seen Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yeah.
I don't feel like you guys got the song. Like you guys got the goof or the spoof.
I have a friend who's a girl, I'm a guy, who steals all my male friends. I'll meet someone new, and then as soon as they meet this girl, they start hanging out with her instead of me, a fact she constantly reminds me of. I've got a chance to win back her most recent theft at a wedding all three of us are attending. I need some good advice. What can I do to win back this bromance, Thomas?
You know, it's funny we should get that question.
This is not a spoof. This is not a goof.
An hour or two later, we received this question. I have a friend who's a guy that claims I keep stealing his bros because they end up calling me to hang out instead of him. But I can't help that, one, I'm more fun to hang out with, and two, I'm a girl. He's currently trying to claim our newest Canadian friend for himself.
How can I keep from him boxing me out of this friendship? An upcoming wedding is the next time we all hang out in the same place.
Holy shit.
Is that the best time to make my move? Obviously, I'll be looking hot. Daniel. Or Danielle.
I think probably yeah.
Danielle. Yeah,
he got on that second pass, but...
This is incredible. Has this ever happened before?
This is the dueling...
Hey, brothers, I hate Jeff. Love, Mark. Hey, brothers, I hate Mark. Love, Jeff.
Man, this is a toughie. I feel like Thomas... there's something in Thomas's question where he does not realize this sort of, like, insurmountable millennia-long odds that he's up against here. Like, it's the basic heartbeat of the species that is thwarting you. Not anything about yourself personally.
Guys, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse here, but the best solution is Wedding Mania 29.
Again? You smash Thomas with a folding chair.
A wrestle wedding.
Three friends enter, two friends leave.
See? Exactly. That's what we do. We get another ladder match. We put your friends on top of the ladder, and then Thomas and Danielle, or Danielle, they just go right at it.
I want to know what kind of cruel intentions like world these two people are living in, that they are constantly competing over new friends.
Hey, did you steal Philip from me? Well, I mean, like, we went to Denny's last night. Is that what you mean? Like, yeah, You son of a bitch. Last night.
Another one, Daniel.
Denny's was our special place. You asshole.
I told you that in confidence.
I told you about how good their griddle cakes are. Just a secret. I thought it was a secret.
Why can't you just all be friends?
Why can't you all three be friends? Is it like every guy wants to... Is that the thing? Is this like... Like, is there another perspective from a friend who's like, I was hanging out with this guy, and he had a sexy friend, and then I hung out with her, and now they're both getting weird about it.
They just cry all the time.
It sounds like Danielle is saying that Thomas kind of sucks to hang out with.
Thomas...
But he is a great facilitator of new friendships. He's like a realtor of friendships.
Oh, so Thomas brings him in, and then Danielle's the one who closes.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's bullshit, man. Danielle, you gotta pass some of that sweet friendship juice back to Thomas.
Pass it on down. Pass it down the line. Share with your buddy.
To be fair, Danielle's not doing anything wrong. She's just better than Thomas.
Yeah.
Listen, nobody's saying Danielle isn't better than Thomas. Like, that much is obvious just from there. Do you know how many emoticons Thomas used in his email? Zero. You know what I mean?
I don't know how he's feeling. It's like talking to Data.
Danielle used one, and it was a winky face, which is my very favorite emoticon.
Oh, really?
Hey, Thomas, you know what helps? Don't refer to your friendships as bromances.
Yeah, that probably scared him off.
I just met this new guy, and we're in a bromance. Why doesn't he want to hang out anymore?
We got fly dude kisses all the time.
I think he's a real bromosexual, just like myself, and I really love hanging out with him.
Can we start referring to, like, can we start calling, like, high fives and fist pounds and, like, chest bumps? Can we just refer to those as dude kisses from now on?
I think so. Just gave him a big bro smooch. It's not a big thing.
Gave him a double fist pound. It was real European.
That's how they do it there.
I'm going to get dude kisses going. I'm going to get it started.
I think you should. I think that would be cracking.
Danielle, stop being so fucking greedy. Thomas is so lonely.
Thomas, be more awesome.
Why don't you go back in the annals of the history, find a friend that you don't like anymore, and give it back to Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying, like, hand-me-down friends.
Exactly.
Friends.
Like,
make new friends, keep the old, and give some to Thomas. Yeah.
Give some back to Thomas. Yeah, he'll appreciate it.
Think of it as a friendship tax, because Thomas does a lot for you vis-a-vis getting you friends.
Exactly.
You got to kick back like 20% back to him. And then 10%
in a finder's fee.
10% in Social Security, so that when you're old and like ready for death, you have some friends there waiting for you.
Griffin, Yahoos, I need some.
Okay. I found two, and I'm going to try and combine them into one super question, because they're topical.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Yahoo Answers user Prego asks, what to do for Easter with no kids? My husband and I have no kids. Well, we are expecting. Congratulations.
Way to go, guys.
Are there any ideas that we can do for Easter? I think it's going to be raining Sunday, too. Something fun, like a sexy egg hunt or something.
Excuse me?
Sorry?
Like a sexy egg hunt or something.
It's the world's fastest egg hunt. There's one locale.
Yahoo Answers user Corsair asks, what are some good ideas for my boyfriend's Easter eggs? My boyfriend and I are being silly this year and having an egg hunt, and we're filling each other's eggs with little things. I filled about half with candy, but I need some cute, sexy ideas to fill the rest. I'd like a few of them to be rather suggestive, but nothing is coming to mind. The trick is that, whatever it is, it has to fit inside of one of those plastic eggs. Help? So, two questions. I think okay. The first is more sexy egg hunt, general topic ideas. Where does one hide a sexy egg hunt egg? Second being, what do you fill your sexy eggs with? You're saying
mustard gas.
You're saying just death.
Suit these people. That would serve these people right, I think. If that's what they discovered.
You guys are...
This year I invented something new for Easter, and it's called a solitaire egg hunt. What you do is you take a couple Ambien, and then you hide some eggs. Okay. And then you wake up, and you try to remember where you put them eggs.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
The sweet veil of Ambien has been lifted from your eyes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You go searching memento style for your...
And inside the eggs, more Ambien.
Everybody wins.
Have a great night.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Maybe fill it with lube. Hey, I found your... Ah, fuck.
What is this? What you're saying you loose. You're saying loose lube, not like a one.
I'm saying loose.
Not
lube.
Like a one shot, like that they give you at a dermatologist.
I'm saying when they open it, I want it to look like the world's worst pinata. Just everywhere, just lube spraying. Mm-hmm. Like,
my God, there's jets. Lube everywhere.
Now, honey, in one egg, I've hidden lube. In one egg, I just empty it out and squeeze it. And you, we got to keep them straight.
This is so important. This is a jellos is in here. Enjoy.
A lot of people are saying that this is distasteful.
Oh, yeah? Just because of the whole Jesus thing, right?
It's a religious holiday. I get it, you guys. It is maybe not the intended way to spend the holiday. But
I get it.
I'm so down with it. Like, I'm so down with their pioneering.
Here's my main problem with it. With all this talk of, like, sexy egg hunts and all this stuff, how did they bypass painting up your scrotum to look like an Easter egg?
Justin, yeah.
What's up?
What if you hid the eggs all over your body? Like one of those, you turn yourself into a sushi platter, you turn yourself into like a playground where you've hidden a bunch of eggs.
A real wonderland, perhaps.
A wonderland of hidden away eggs. I mean...
I just looked in your armpit, checked right between your butt cheeks.
Right? Hey, lift up these fat boobs.
Bound to be one behind your knees.
Uh-huh.
Your body is an egg hunt. Looking inside your ear canal. Body is an egg hunt.
Oh, Christ. Put a condom in that egg, you silly.
Silly, it's easy.
Silly
hey, I want to hear Griffin's last question. But first, a few quick housekeeping things. Again, thank you to everybody who came out to Chicago. It was a great time. Sorry we got the episode up late afterwards. It was kind of out of our hands. But hopefully this one will be on time.
I was drunk for 4 days after that show.
We were drunk for 4 days afterwards.
And if you missed it, if you go back through the MBMBAM Twitter feed, we have a link to a video that was shot of the live show.
So there might even be one too. With better audio, with the actual live show audio. Yeah. So,
and if you go back through Travis's Twitter feed, you can see a picture taken of me after the live show that I do not remember. Do not recall being snapped. I don't remember the shutter.
Intimate dude kisses.
Snapping up on me.
That one. If you want to hear more of our show, it's mbmbam.com. There's all kinds of episodes there. There's the methods of asking us questions there. We love it if you subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a rating, a review. Tell your friends to listen to the show. You don't want them to die without us.
tonight.
And you're the only one who can stand between that, those two things happening. That thing that we just said.
Mabimbam will stop your friends from dying.
That's Mabimbam will make your friends live forever. Mabimbam at MaximumFun.org. We need your questions. We're a little light this week. If you had one that you thought was pretty good and we never broached it, send it again. You know, we only get to a few questions per show, so you know,
as long as it's not scatological or masturbatorial in nature.
Yeah, except in the sense that all of our show is masturbatorial in nature, but I mean, other than that,
we're just talking about Easter egg vaginas, like,
yeah. Tote bags should be arriving like nowish. If you are a donor who got one of those, other goodies should be arriving the next 2 weeks or so. So if you're a Max Fund donor, so keep an eye out.
My tote bag came and it was full of money.
Oh yeah,
just like chock full of bills.
Shoo! I feel bad for anybody who didn't get one of those.
Yeah, me too.
You're so rich, Griffin.
We got any shout-outs?
Oh, yeah. Shout-outs. What's going on the... Oh, yeah, Twitter. If you can tweet about our show with the MBAM ribbon, S. Diesel has had his twibbon, his My Brother Me twibbon.
Are we trending yet?
Are we trending? How's the... Your Muse
they're put mostly, up a picture... They're mostly Easter-based.
Of herself with scraps. Charlene519 got her tote bag. She was excited. Krista Whalen... just got Jess on the My Brother Me train, and she had a jolly good laugh, whatever that means, foreign language, I understand.
I've seen a lot of photos of people with their tote bags, and they are putting cats and dogs in them, and carrying them around. Not sure how I feel about that.
I like it.
That dog or cat can't be comfortable, though, can it?
I think it's the most comfortable.
Can I get a JPEG of a dog and a cat in the same bag?
Can somebody JPEG that?
I don't want any old ass dogs or old ass cats either. I want young blood. I want that young stuff.
I would also like a picture of a dog and a cat in a hot tub together, just chilling.
Mm-hmm. Just chilling.
And then
at the bottom it says just chilling.
And then I want a JPEG of you, and you've hidden an Easter egg somewhere on your body. Where is it?
And send them straight to Griffin.
I need that.
Those could just go straight to Griffin.
Send it to lonelyeggs@gmail.com. Griffin. What did you put in your egg? I took half an egg. And it's on the tip.
Griffin, please.
It looks like the juggernaut.
God, I'm begging you now.
This is our final question. It was sent in by Derek Martz. Thank you, Derek. It's by Yahoo Answers user Twilight Sparkle, who asks, what's wrong about being sexually attracted to Pokemon?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dads. Beware on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.